Well, hi, it's Mark Howard. So I got the recording started, and for those of you that are new to the teleseminars, you'll get the recording in your email, and it'll give you three ways you can listen to the recording, including it's now on podcasts, Apple Podcasts. But if you have a podcast app, you can easily find all of my past teleseminars for almost the past almost 10 years. Anyhow, welcome to today's teleseminar. A couple of things. First, the teleseminars are based on the teachings of Sydney Banks, known as the Three Principles. And, you know, you could see more of Sydney Banks. He now has a number of the YouTube videos under sydneybanks.com. If you look that up, you'll be connected to all his videos, which are just wonderful to listen to. So what we do is I'm going to speak a bit, maybe about 20 minutes on the topic for today. And then I'm going to open it up to hear from all of you. And it's part of what I was always wanting in creating these teleseminars is to be interactive, to hear what you have to share or answer any of your questions. Those of you who have listened to teleseminars in the past will know how rich the conversations are when people share and ask questions. Before we start, two announcements for the new year. I'm starting my 10th year of my year-long Missing Link study group, and we read a chapter in the Missing Link each month in a beautiful, loving, and understanding feeling amongst the people, and people get realizations about Sid's teachings, and it helps them in their lives. So you'll get a link to information and registering for those Missing Links, the book group. The second thing for the new year, I always kick it off by offering a free coaching session for anybody who is connected to these teleseminars, listening now or on the recording. All you need to do is email me at dr, like Dr. Mark Howard, at comcast.net. So just a few things that I offer at the beginning of the new year. Okay, today's teleseminar. Well, I heard this as I was listening to Sydney Banks. I walk now for exercise. And I listened to Sydney Banks' audio tapes that are now on my playlist. And he was talking about, how feelings are really created from within all of us through the power we have to think. They're not coming from the circumstances of our lives. So he was talking his way about that. And then he just said pretty bluntly, if you have anger, take the blame. Now, it feels pretty strong. And I want you to hear, as we talk about this, in a more reflective mode. I don't want you to be thinking about, well, is that for every time I get angry? Am I supposed to get angry? What does it mean to take the blame? I just want you to sit and see if you could get a sense and feeling of how powerful that statement is. That's what I do. I just listen to it and stay reflective, meaning I just stay open to see what I can realize by him sharing something so directly. Well, what I have seen from that is you just telling us these usual feelings we get, and particularly for me, I was a very judgmental person before I started to learn from Sydney Banks way back in like 1983. And it changed me. But as a judgmental person, always, you know, being critical of people in my mind, sometimes sharing that, and so forth, I'd get angry. And I would think it was because of how people acted. I was thinking about how they, because of the way that they talked to me, or things like that. And this, listening to this tape initially back in, you know, 1983, 84, I realized that I was creating that feeling. By the way, I was thinking about the people in front of me, my circumstances, situations in life. It was really coming from within me by the way I use this beautiful gift we're given to think, the power of thought, a principle of thought, which really gives us the power to know our lives every moment, you see. And that helped me a great deal because, you know, I was guided back to where the feeling really originated, what actually created the feeling. And that helped me because all I had to look to now was, how am I using my thinking? It looks like I'm using my thinking to create anger. And that kept me from understanding the circumstance, understanding the other person, which would give me a compassion or, you know, other ways to just go about a situation in my life in a, with more wisdom rather than being really upset and in an emotional reaction, you know. That really never helped. But that's the key here. The key is it points you back to within you, not in a blame way, not in there's something wrong with you, not in a judgmental way, but just to see it's the way that you think that's really creating the experience you're having, the feelings you're having about what's in front of you now. You see? And boy, did that change me. Immediately, I had that insight. And although I couldn't understand how to live with that understanding, I saw the hope. I saw the hope from getting so caught up in thinking that other people should be treating me better or just thinking about fixing them, or living for a day and being judgmental about my colleagues at the medical center that I was working. It did me and not them. You know, I would get angry about the way they were approaching treatment of patients, and then I would carry that around through the day. They weren't carrying that around. It was me that was suffering. But again, seeing that, look, those feelings you're having are being created from within you, the way you use this power to think right now. Right now. Nothing wrong with that. You just have to see it. You have to believe it. You have to realize that it's true. And that gives you, once you look there, without judging, but just seeing that it's true, you wake up. You get a new way to look at it. And that's what all of us are looking for. We don't want to be wedded to these conditioned expectations and thoughts we were given growing up. We learned growing up innocently. Nobody set out to make me a judgmental person. I just somehow learned growing up as a boy in the 50s being in my high school in the 60s. Somehow I learned to think that way. I'm just sharing that because there's nothing wrong that you have habitual thinking that may get you to feel anger or worry even, or depression even. But it wakes you up to begin to look within the way you're using thought, how it's really coming from you and not your outside circumstances. And I've learned through the years now, I continue to evolve more and more depth of understanding about this point. And it saves me a great deal of misery and suffering. Because once I look into how I'm thinking, I now can quickly drop anger or bother or judgmental thinking. And then it brings me into kind of a beautiful space of a wiser way to look at things, a more truthful way to look at things, a way to look at people and circumstances with understanding. So I wanted to start off the new year here, where we all take another look at where our experience of our moment in life is really being created through the way we think. Isn't that something? I'll give you an example of what's, I guess they call it what's on tap, if you really can begin to look within to how your thinking's creating your judgmental, your anger or your bother, rather than the people around you. I was working in this medical center in the psychiatry department for about 3 years before I went to my first seminar where Sydney Banks was teaching, where I had this insight that I'm sharing with you today. And when I would sit in that meeting, we had a once-a-week departmental meeting, I would always sit and being judgmental about my colleagues and the way they were, treating their patients. Always. There would always be somebody talking that I would get judgmental about. Sometimes it would end up with my debating them, but most of the time, I kept that within, and I was like in a reaction already, halfway through the meeting. Well, then, after attending a Sydney Banks seminar, I was sitting there, the same departmental meeting, same people. I started to move toward being judgmental. All of a sudden, it occurred to me what I learned at the seminar, and that is that thinking about them is why I'm getting bothered and angry. I'm getting judgmental. Somehow, when I realized that, somehow, I got new ways of looking. Really, in the next second, what came to me was what Sydney Banks had said in the seminar. All of us are the same spiritual energy. Everybody in our lives is mind. Everybody in mind, everybody in our lives is the same spiritual energy. We're the same. And we're using thought our way. And I realized that about my colleagues. They were doing all they could do to help people, given the way they think, what they learned. What they were trained to do, you see? And I had complete understanding for them. I saw they were doing all they can do. They were wanting to help people. That's what I really started to see. When I started to see them with that understanding I just shared with you, I had compassion. I saw they were just wanting to help people like I wanted to help people. It went deeper. This all happened in a matter of, 10 seconds. It went deeper. I saw they were following a calling to help in this way. I was following my calling to want to help people, just like they were. And I felt completely at one with them. And I had this, what I would call understanding of, a deeper understanding of being in life with other people and the ways that they go about things. I now went from being judgmental to being truly understanding. And the key was somehow I realized what I learned in that seminar with Sydney Banks, that those feelings I was starting to get were being created by my judgmental thinking. And I saw it in a new light, and I was able to look away from it. And the minute I looked away from it, all that other, I would call wiser, insightful ways of understanding other people and ourselves came to light. And I now live with compassion with my colleagues. And, I couldn't lose that because I saw the truth of being judgmental about them. So being judgmental and other, you know, with future department meetings, judgmental thinking couldn't stay in my mind, even if it showed up, because it's a habit. Because I had seen the truth. They're doing all they can do, given the way they use thought. And if they hadn't heard of Sydney Banks, so how could I expect them to operate the way I was learning to be with people, be with my patients, to help my patients with Sydney Banks' understanding, you see? Now, here's the other piece to this. I could still see that a colleague was not doing right by a patient. See, I could still see that. So being able to take the blame didn't keep me from knowing somebody was not doing, I guess you could say, well or right by a patient. You see? But it wasn't with anger. See, you have the power of thought to see what's in front of you. But when I got into my personal habitual thinking, so every time I looked, I got judgmental. So it doesn't, understanding that our feelings are created through the way we use thought doesn't keep you from using thought to see what's in front of you. So I knew one of our five psychiatrists was over-prescribing. I knew that. And actually my team, I ran a team program as part of the clinic, would talk about it, and we thought about approaching this person. But what we ended up doing was not referring to this psychiatrist. So we took action. We thought about other ways to be of service, but there was an anger. You see, we looked at it more like Sue would say, with common sense, with understanding. And it gave us ways that we might be able to rectify the situation. So that's the other piece, because people always say, you know, well, then, you know, what happens if I, you know, really are in a harmful situation? What if I'm in a situation where somebody's threatening me? What if I'm in a situation where people are really aggressive toward me? You don't lose the power to know that. It's just that you're not going to spend your days in grudges, in resentments. you see, continuing to invite in judgmental thinking when it occurs to you. There's ways to handle life without it causing you an intense emotional reaction, like anger. So when he says take the blame, he didn't mean it for you to feel bad, for you to be judgmental about yourself. It was this powerful way for you to say, no excuses. You know, he said, no excuses. Anger must always be created through thought, through your thinking. You see? That doesn't mean anything. It just helps you see, hold it a minute. Maybe there's a better way to look at this. Maybe there's a way to look at this that I can really look at this through these human abilities we're really given to be compassionate, to be understanding, to be generous, to be thankful, to be joyful, you see? A lot of our habitual thinking clouds that, keeps it from surfacing. But if you could begin to look at, just look at in reflection, not in judgment or trying to get better with your thinking. If you just see that it's coming from within you through the way you think, that's all you need to see. And just sit with that. Let it percolate inside of you rather than you trying to jump on that and get better. See, that's what happened to me. That when Sid was talking about that in the first seminar I attended way back when, it just hit me deeply. Oh, I knew it's my thinking. And I didn't try to change it because I just knew if I could understand that it is my thinking, I'd be happier. Because I was always going around being right. And as a wise person said to me one time, you can't be right and happy at the same time. No way. And that's so true. If you could see the deeper guidance of Sid's words for our today's teleseminar, it's a deeper guidance. You don't want to take it personally. You just want to see, I've got to look within. If I've got this feeling, no matter what it is, you've got to look within you through the way you're using thought. And if you could look at it neutrally, you'll find your own way to handle it. Because there's a deep resource within you that can guide you to look beyond these, you might call them negative emotions, to more a deeper truth and a more connection with the people around you, just like it did for me in that meeting with my colleagues. So isn't that profound? That it's already within you. It's already how we're built spiritually, psychologically. And all we have to do, really, honestly, is just get our troublesome thinking out of the way. In fact, all we have to do is wake up once again to the fact that, oh, here I go again. For me, what happens is, I don't know. I just notice I'm bothered, and then I get the thought, your thinking's going south. You know, you're way off on your thinking. Something like that shows up, and I could relax. I could quiet down, and then how to take care of it comes up. Maybe I have to apologize. Maybe I have to listen more. Maybe I have to be compassionate. Maybe I have to give this person a little more room. Maybe I have to be kinder. It just occurs, and it will for you, because you and I, everyone around you, is the same energy that has this wisdom that will help you, that will come to you if you look beyond your habitual, well-learned thoughts. Now, it's not an action to take. It's not a strategy. It's an understanding that can take place in you. So you just stay reflective. You just kind of wonder, how can I see this more? And leave it alone. Don't try to get better at this. Just get the feeling for this, honestly. And all of a sudden, you'll be walking along. You'll be driving. You'll be in the shower. And this point will just dawn on you deeper. You'll just see it. But if you try to take action, it goes sideways. Because this is a deeper truth about the power we're given, the spiritual power we're given to think, to create actually, to create an experience of our moment. It's an act of creation. And really, man, you know, I've been reflecting on that part of the principles and all the principles now 42 years. And I can always see something deeper, particularly every time we go through the missing link in the group. We just read a chapter on living in the now, in the missing link. And I saw something that more deeper than I have seen. And I've read that book countless times. So all I'm saying by that is, don't try to get a strategy to change your thinking. Just see you think. That's it. Just see you think. You have the power to create an experience through how you think. And that experience affects you. Your thinking affects you. I want to just stop here. I've talked a lot, but I just want you to see the beauty of what it is to realize you're creating. Not anybody around you is creating how you're feeling. You are. You're the creator. You have the power. Isn't that beautiful? Just come back in. You have, and to look at that without judging, you know? Without thinking you're doing something wrong because you're thinking this way. Just see it's coming from within you and let it alone. Look within, let it alone. See what can occur to you. So I'm going to stop here. There was a lot I said, but it just felt so great to share this with you. Now, I want to hear what's going on for you. So here's what we look at together. If you have a question about today or something you want to share that dawned on you from today, or you have a question about Sid's teachings, I want you to just share it with us and we'll talk. Now, to do that, you have to hit *2 on your phone. And then I'll see you here on the teleseminar panel, and I'll open up so you can speak, okay? So somebody already did that. I think it's Diane. Diane?
Hi, yes. Thank you, Mark. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, hi, Diane. Great to hear from you. Happy New Year.
Oh, thank you. Same to you. I was so happy to get your message about this this meeting. Anyway, so at the moment, you know, I'm physically unwell, and the whole idea of, you know, I'm going to sound silly, guys, but I'm just going to blurb it out. You know, I think, okay, it's just my thoughts. I just, you know, I'll power through this. It'll be, you know, I can get. Anyway, but, you know, I'm not judgmental when other people are sick, like you get a cold or whatever it is I got. And And I thought, why, you crazy person. It's just like, you know, back up. And like you say, just don't judge. It's just like thoughts or whatever. But anyway, what occurred to me is just to just take it easy and, you know, rest and listen to your talk and sleep, hopefully. And it's just situational. It's just been a lot of heavy duty stuff going on. But anyway, burning a candle at both ends comes to mind. But anyway, yeah, so it, and then it's like I take, like you, the idea of being quiet, Mark, like taking a step inward. And these are just my words I'm talking, but it's more gentle, and it's just like, oh, come on now,
yeah.
You know, relax. Yeah. It's okay. You know, I'm not always going to feel like this. And, but I mean, so thanks,
yeah.
Mark. And I really like how you just talk. I mean, you just get down to the nitty gritty, and it's just simple and it's non-judgmental. And it's just like Sid would talk, you know, and the essence of the truth that's in all of us. And I thank you so much for the reminder. And, you know, one step ahead, two steps back, but so what? C'est la vie. But anyway, thank you for your time.
Oh, Diane, thank you for that. That was beautiful, and I loved it. I love a couple of what you share, because it's so human. That you said, well, I don't judge other people when they have a cold. Why do I? I'm saying my words. Why do I get annoyed with myself because I have a cold now? You know, I can't rest. And then Diane, you said what I was sharing. When you wake up to it, you see what to do. Like you said, take it easy. Let's listen to the teleseminar. Rest. Maybe I'll even sleep. And so you hear, you know, it's just beautiful what you shared with us about that, Diane. And you shared, you know, what's common about all of us, but also the possibility when we give up being annoyed that we have a cold, for example, or we're just not feeling well, the wisdom kicks in, you know. Hey, silly, why don't you just sleep? You know, take it easy and relax. Oh, but I got all this stuff to do, you know, that, you know. So, Diane, it touched me so deeply when you shared about how I'm speaking. And that's beautiful, you know, and that's how I want to be. It's just sharing what's really true that I see. So thank you so much for sharing and kicking off this year's teleseminars with us. Anybody else want to share, have a question or, oh yeah, let's see. What I'm getting here is Jan Smith. Is this right?
Hey, Mark, can you hear me?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, it's actually Margot Smith from long ago.
Hi, Margot.
Hi. I have a sister that is 7 years older, who I have a really hard time with, and we have been having to interact more because of a sort of family situation. Man, you know, I've been around this for 25 years, and, you know, this is my biggest challenge. I get such a visceral experience of anger, of frustration. And a couple years ago, it was super helpful to identify her characteristics as like narcissistic personality disorder. Now, I'm totally on board with the principles, like labeling is no good, but it was really helpful to see, you know, the characteristics and to see that she is completely unaware and it's totally innocent. So it was a huge leap to be able to really understand her better, understand, and it, I just haven't been able to go to a deeper place with her as far as not being really reactive, because I really see ways in which she can really take out a knife and dig in, and I get caught up, and I see it, and I say, darn it, happened again. So, yeah, anything you can share around that, these sort of really, you know, I guess, you know, I know it feels like it's a history, and I have grown so much without thinking about history by learning up the principles. And, you know, I've just, this is my biggest challenge right now.
Well, Margot, it's just wonderful to hear from you. I just love those times that group got together there in Santa Monica and L.A. You know, it was beautiful.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Margo, you really helped, because that point I made that you're given thought to see, it is helpful to know how a person can be. And there mm-hmm. are these definitions of people who are really, really lost in a terrible level of consciousness, you know. What's called a narcissistic personality disorder. That's a person who, if you really could see inside of their head, they're just feeling awful. You can't imagine the terrible thinking that's in that person. So it's wonderful that you can see that. It's mm-hmm. just, it helped me and still helps me with people, because if I can get a sense through the power of thought to give me my knowledge of my training, I can see more how to help somebody who might be one of these kind of characteristics. Now, when I sit with people, I don't see them that way. But if I can know that's what it is, I could watch out for things. I can maybe help them watch out for things. So again, through thought, we can see a person's characteristics, and there's these labels that have been around because there are people who are at this level of consciousness that seem to operate in a certain way, and it's good to know that, because we can take better care of ourselves in the midst of those people, including setting limits and boundaries and maybe refusing to be in their company. I've had people come to that decision. So thank you for sharing that. Understanding the principles doesn't mean you can't understand that a person might be suffering from this type of description that's common. And that helps. Now, if you look at that with judgment, then of course, that's not going to be helpful. Now, Margot, I just think you keep looking in this direction because, you know, that visceral experience you're having is still coming from thought, you know. Now, you might not see the thinking, but it just comes upon so quickly, it might really capture you.
Yeah.
But, you know, you just want to sit with just reflecting on the truth that, you know, there are ways that may be telling you they're not good for you. You know, sometimes people work at trying to change their thinking, but the reaction they're getting is really giving them information that when your sister gets at this level, it's not good for you.
Yeah, I really had sort of a thought last night, like, wow, maybe I'll back away from this family situation for this very reason. Like, I started thinking about, okay, what are the reasons I need to be involved? What are the downsides of backing away and having my other siblings kind of step forward? So yeah, it kind of, I realized, you know, after this particular situation is done, I will not be spending time with her. Like, I mean, and I stay open as well, right? But right now I'm recognizing, okay, it looks like to really take care of myself, it's going to be having minimal contact, which really was my whole life until a couple years ago when we had this circumstance that brought us together more. So
yeah.
That's where it all just sort of came forward. Prior to that, I had avoided, you know, a couple weeks, you know, it was basically a couple weeks of vacation, and it was like, I can do this, you know. So, you know, there's been the incredible gift of recognizing sort of finally what it is that's so difficult. And, yeah, it feels like now opening up to the wisdom comes through in very practical ways, right? Sometimes.
Very
like
practical. Yeah, practical
minimal
ways.
Contact.
Yeah.
Right. So, yeah, so it's helpful to have you say that. It's just, you know, I have such a long history of, I'm going to understand this. I'm going to, you know, and it's that, you know, ridiculous sort of trying to get an insight. And, you know, that's not the way one gets insights. So this was definitely a way in which I was sort of trying to tackle it. And it's absolutely not possible. Never is. Right.
No.
So,
well, thank you so much for sharing that. That's really the wisdom of it, you know, and, you know, I think it also speaks to taking this point that we're sharing and seeing that, you know, we can't be angry and that it has nothing to offer us. I witnessed Sydney Banks getting angry and, you know, but it wouldn't be like he would sit with it. He would get on afterwards, you know, after he regained his bearings. He wouldn't live in anger, but he would get angry. And sometimes, us getting angry doesn't mean we need a deeper understanding of the fact that we're using thought. How we're using thought, it may be really that this person isn't good for us. And I really love that you're coming to also share with us the wisdom that comes forth can be very practical. Now, you have to, I mean, it's a deeper essence of it. It's like, it doesn't mean that you get rid of every anger. You maybe, with this understanding, you take a look at it and say, why is this happening? Is there something I need to look at? But for most of our lives, living in a judgmental frame of mind where we're angry with traffic or our boss or the structure of our job or our family, really doesn't need to be there because it's just the way we learn to think about these people. So I hope that's helpful. Anybody else want something to, would like to share something or ask a question? Hi, it's Marlene. Is it Marlene?
Yes. Hi, Mark. It's Marlene. Yes. I was pushing the wrong buttons anyway, so I finally was able to connect with you. Two things, Mark, that I found really helpful, and one of them was the, you know, this initial judgment that you had around your colleagues, and I found myself doing that too after I was introduced to the three principles, and like, oh, they're doing that old way, which is, you know, whatever I'm thinking about that. But when you said, you know, we're all following our calling and our desire to help people, that I found that really helpful, and really understanding that we're doing the best that we can, giving our, you know, our understanding of how all of this works. So,
yeah,
I just felt kind of like because I would also get kind of annoyed and judgmental about them and not want to hang out and talk to them and, you know, talk about that old way of of working with people. So thank you for that. But the other thing was, you know, I've heard this, you know, the power of thought for the last 6 years since I've been introduced to the principles. And today I heard it in a completely new way. It's like, oh, the power of thought to create my experience. And that just really landed today. And if we don't know how that works, or we're innocently using this power to upset ourselves, or, you know, to be judgmental of others, that's so thank you for that too. It's like I just know how those little light bulbs go on and
Oh, Marlene, thank you, and happy you're here. Thank you for sharing that. Boy, it really is something when we could move to truly see that other people are doing all they can, like you said, with the understanding, or what I call like the quality of thinking they're in, which is really the understanding they have. Great. And that's just wonderful. I'm glad that you saw something at a deeper level. Thank you. Thank you, Marlene. I'm so happy you shared that. It helps all of us on the call and people who will listen to the recording. Marlene, I just wanted to go back because I wasn't really clear with how I wanted to share. You know, we could get angry, and I've seen it with Sid and some other people who are my colleagues and the principals, but it doesn't last. It doesn't go into a grudge or a resentment. It isn't carried forward, you know? It isn't like we keep thinking about it. But we kind of use it to see something isn't right here. Like, I remember sitting with Sid one time after a meeting. I was in the lobby of this hotel where the meeting took place, and he sat across from me. And he knew I was a psychologist. And he went on a rant, actually, for almost 20 minutes about how psychology is missing the boat. I mean, really strongly, intensely angry about psychology. And I'm sitting there like, you know, oh, my God, how do I help? You know, like, how do I help, or, you know, anything like that? Now, there was true to be upset with psychology. They missed it. But here's the thing. He was 20 minutes with me telling me all of that in this intense reaction. And then he stops and goes, well, let's go to lunch. And I think it's like if we're looking within, that's probably the key to see how to use what Sid said from the title today of the teleseminar. If we look within and kind of just see it's our thinking, we get more help around how to handle those feelings than if we stay blaming the other person. So that might be even a more simpler way to look at it, is that if we could look within, once we realize what our feelings are, and see it's coming from us without judgment, we'll get a way to handle it for that moment. You see, we get lost when we blame it on the other person. That's all. Because there's no truth blaming it on the other person. But if we come in to look at, oh man, I'm getting angry about this. What am I looking? How am I looking at this? What's going on in my thinking? If we look in there without trying to get a strategy to be different, we'll get helped. Because the intelligence of mind, what people in the community have called innate wisdom, is there. Once you look inside at the truth, at what your thinking's doing, you get helped. I guess that's a deeper way of looking at it. So sometimes if you're angry and you look at that and like, what's going on with my thinking? You know, I understand where she's coming from. What? Maybe you get something like Margot got around, maybe I shouldn't be around this person. Maybe I'll just do what I agreed to do and then get away. You see? So you're helped if you look within. You're not helped if you blame other people or your circumstances or so forth. Great. And then there's one more person here. I have Julie from Turlock.
It's me, Janet Stevens.
Oh, Janet. Oh, my goodness.
I do not know why my phone comes up in my daughter's name. She's never had anything.
Oh, that's right. That's
my
right.
That's right.
Oh,
well,
hi.
Hi, Mark. I really love everything that you said. And I feel like I've kind of lost touch a little bit with some of this in the recent months. I will just say that I feel like I have been hit by a tsunami. There are so many things in my life, my health, divorce, money, my children, my in-laws, my friends, and the Christmas holidays were very difficult, the dynamics, the family dynamics, just a lot of dysfunction, a lot of troubled states of mind, and mine has become kind of troubled, I must admit. But as I was thinking about what you're saying, I've been thinking recently, like, when is the time in my life when I experienced the most intense love, most intense feelings of love? And I reflect back to a time when I was in the middle of my teaching career. There was a younger teacher who started about 10 years younger than me, and we became very close. She started calling me Mom. She had children. They call me Grandma. We spent holidays together. We were so close. And we were team teaching and dual language immersion. She was the Spanish component. I was the English component. Right before the school year started, I found out I had a brain tumor, so I had to have neurosurgery. And so when I came back to school a few months later, she was very angry with me for reasons unknown to me. She was really mean to me. She had changed my classroom all around because we had adjoining door between our classrooms. And she was just very rude to me, didn't speak to me, angry with me all the time, saying things to our students about me, saying things to parents about me, even saying things to the principal and actually trying to get me fired. And I was devastated. I was like, where did this come from? So we made it through the school year, and so I told the principal at the end of the year, you know, move me to a different spot, you know, this isn't working. And so over the summer, I just journaled my feelings about everything and thought, and I decided on the first day of school, before school started, I went and talked to her, and I said, you know, I don't know what happened, what went wrong. I'm sorry if I did something to offend you. I just want this school year to start out not angry with each other, just everything, you know, being okay. And she burst into tears. She cried hysterically. She sobbed on my shoulder and said, this wasn't your fault. I took everything out on you that I was going through in my marriage. you were the person that I felt safest with, and I took it all out on you. And at that moment, I had the most intense feeling of love and compassion that I've ever had in my life.
Yeah.
And it was so beautiful. Here I am 20 years later still reflecting on that, and I think it is the power of forgiveness, even not forgetting, but forgiveness. Trying to understand and have compassion for another person. That was such a beautiful moment for me. So I know what you're saying is true.
Oh my God, Jana, you brought tears to my eyes. That is just the feeling that we can have with people when we understand. Everybody around us, when they're in their worst behaviors, are feeling like that colleague. For some reason, they're feeling like that colleague, either about themselves, most likely about themselves, or the situations of their life. And it's just beautiful when love can surface like it did. That is the deepest essence of who we are. And the capacity for forgiveness is love. It's understanding. It's seeing how this human being was in a terrible, terrible mental state, you know? Feeling state. Janet, thank you. And it's always in that direction. It's not like we can force ourselves in that direction, but we can look there. We can look there despite what's going on around us. In there is the wisdom. It's always helped me that Sid would always say at the end of his seminars, it's always love and understanding. I can go there. And thank you so much for bringing that story to us today. As we're coming to the end of the teleseminar, it's a beautiful place to end. And it's even like the experience that Margot brings to us, living with somebody in our lives or a family member who's suffering from, let's say, that kind of, let's say, personality disorder. If they could share with us, like your colleague shared with you, what's going on in their minds, we would be in the feeling of love, because we would see what they're up against, and they're blaming it on us. That's it. That's what people do. That's what we do. Maybe not as severely, but, you know, in the human condition, when we lose this understanding of today's teleseminar, we do the same thing innocently. Anyhow, thank you all for being here. The link to get information about the Missing Link book group will be in the email. You can email me at drmarkhoward@comcast.net. if you'd like a free coaching session. Wow, what a meeting to kick off the new year. This was beautiful. Thank you all for sharing. It was so rich and brought the feeling of our meeting even deeper. So take care, everyone, and I'll see you next month. Okay. Bye.